something gritty in it, but.
Right, okay.
I didn't get the right word on that, did I?
No, well, I think any of those are fine, asphalt or cement.
Mr. Baird said paw.
Yes.
I hope he never gets hold of that. He wouldn't like what way we're talking about.
Well, no.
He wouldn't know. He'd just think we couldn't talk as good as he could.
Sure, sure. Well, it's just a different way.
He's from North Georgia.
I see, I see. Well, do you, I don't think there is a word that is used around here for that, that strip of grass between the sidewalk, you know, that you walk on and the street. Is there a word for that? I've not heard it. You can walk out of the
grass. Yeah, I understand. Well, we call it, not, if it's at the road, we call it the shoulder of the road.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Okay.
I wouldn't really know that because I never lived in town.
Sure.
And I'm glad I haven't.
Well, I can understand that too. Certainly it's peaceful out here. What do you call, is there a different word for that? You know, if you've got a road in flat land and there's a ditch dug along the side of it.
We call that the shoulder of the road.
Okay. Is
from
the
where the pavement here and then that drops down a little
right.
bit and then goes back up
right.
around. That's the ditch and this is the shoulder
okay,
of the road.
Okay, and that's just, you just say a ditch that runs mm-hmm. along the side of the road. Okay, do you have a word for a worthless dog that just hangs around?
A cur dog is one out there. But that's a good little watchdog.
Yes, well, he's not
and
so worthless.
She's not even grown.
Yes.
But she sure wakes me up at night. She won't let anything
come near.
Not a thing without waking me up.
What is the name that you use for the gentle noises made by horses at feeding time?
Winnie.
How?
Winnie.
Okay. And what do you call a chicken bone that's shaped like this that children play a game with?
Pullet bone.
And what do you call hay or clover after the first growth has been cut and it grows back again and you maybe are going to cut it a second time?
You call that, well, I'd just say second cut hay.
Okay. And will you tell me about the different kinds of bread that are made with cornmeal, maybe that you make or that you
well, there's, call it egg bread,
okay.
cornmeal muffins, cinnamon spoon bread.
Right.
I wish I had some right now.
Oh, that is so good, isn't it? I think that that's so
and
that's
this hush puppies.
Yeah.
I don't ever make them. I buy them when I go to out to eat and
sure,
fish.
Okay. Can you think
there's
of
another kind of hoe cake. Mr. Baird make that.
Now, how is that?
Well, that's an unleavened.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't have any. You don't know about that. It's
yes, I've heard of it, but I didn't realize
just,
it didn't have anything in to make it right.
Don't put a thing in, make a hoe cake, and it's just cornmeal and water and a little salt. And if you make it real thin so it spatters out and has little holes between it, you call it lacy bread.
Oh, that sounds kind of nice. No, I didn't realize that it didn't have any soda or baking
no,
powder.
No, now the other has eggs and
soda.
Right. There's two ways to make cornmeal muffins. I used to make them every day. I don't, and I love them, but I don't ever make them.
Oh.
And love is not the right word to use. Like's the right word.
Right.
But I know,
no,
but
right.
I do, I plain love the thing.
Yes. No, this is not, you know, what's the correct word or not. It's just communication. What are, I wanted to ask you about this. A long time ago, apparently, they used to make, maybe somewhere they still do, a cornbread dumpling sort of thing that was put in with greens and cooked with it. Do you know?
I've heard of those, but I never did go in for that.
Did you ever taste it?
No.
Okay.
But now there's a dumpling that you make and put in with stewed chicken.
But that's made with
flour.
Isn't it? Right. Okay.
And they're supposed to be real light and fluffy.
Yeah.